Recognize this voice, Dan?
I do. Yes.
It's Steve Grzanich.
Well, that was my first guess.
This is me in the shower this morning. We usually don't mic him in the shower, but we did this time. No, of course, that's the great Jim Cornelissen, who comes from the world of opera and classical singing before being world famous as the best anthem singer on the planet. He had a distinct honor recently when he sang with the great soprano Angela Brown. And Jim joins us now for what I like to call Christmas cards by phone. Hello, buddy.
Hi, Steve. Merry Christmas, man.
Merry Christmas to you, too. I'm just calling a few of my friends on the air instead of sending him a card. You know, I know you wouldn't mind.
No, I don't mind. I'm really bad about sending cards myself. So,
well, there you go. You
know,
there you go.
You could combine work and, you know, then you don't have to send the card.
Totally.
That's pretty efficient.
I don't know if people know that you started singing in a very different venue. When the Blackhawks hired you to do the anthem, what were you doing?
I was managed by Columbia Artists. I was traveling around singing opera. In fact, the Lyric Opera Chicago invited me here in 1995, and so I was 2 years in their apprentice program before I left. And my first job out of there was in Bordeaux with the Opéra de Bordeaux.
Yeah, and that's where you and I met, of course.
Yes.
And Angela Brown, tell everybody who that is.
She went to grad school with me, actually, but she's a highly successful opera singer who back in 04, 05 had her Metropolitan Opera debut in Aida as Aida, but she's lived in Paris and she's traveled all over the world, and the two of us had a chance to sing together. She's distinguished, you know, whatever universities could give somebody to make them, you know, distinguished alumni and all of that. So I had a chance to sing with her last Saturday for the Indiana Society of Chicago event that was honoring Indiana University, and we both went to school there. And I said, yeah, I'd love to do something with Angela, and there you have it. I had to get my chops up a little bit because it's higher and has kind of different demands than singing the anthem, but it was so much fun to do it.
Sounds like you nailed it.
I'm thrilled with it, honestly. I mean, I'd done this role several times, but the last time was in 2007, and just to stretch my voice and to try to sing with a little more nuance was just fun. It was just great to just still have it, you know.
Well, and big plans for the holiday? What are you going to be doing?
I got my kids coming.
Oh, excellent.
So, yeah, so, you know, having family around is the best. So I have three kids, and a little five-year-old that won't get here from her mom, and my two older ones, and we only have a time or two every year to get together, and what better time than around Christmas, you know?
Well, that's excellent.
Yeah.
Of course, you sang to start the Indy 500. That's a regular gig now. We see you before every Hawks game. It wouldn't be a Hawks game without you singing, my friend. And I appreciate the friendship, and I appreciate your support of the military. You and I share some duties with the different charities, including the Patriot Education Fund, but I know you're very generous in that area. And today is the Battle of the Bulge anniversary.
Well, I've actually started a 501c3 called Live the Salute because I have the opportunity to be on the air so much. Like around the 500, I'll probably do half a dozen interviews, and it gives me an opportunity to talk about veterans a little bit, and then invite people to visit Live the Salute online, or we have merchandise now that sold to the Blackhawks store, and the Blackhawks have been tremendously supportive. We pass the money through, just 100% of it, just pass it through to veterans. So that's been really cool.
You're a good man. Merry Christmas, buddy.
Well, Merry Christmas to you, my friend. And Dave. I think he's...
Thank you, Jim. Same to you, buddy.
Yeah, you could hear him clicking away. And I'll see you at the Madhouse.
Okay, that sounds great.
Thank you,
you
guys,
buddy. Have a super morning.
There you go. That's Jim Cornelissen. LiveTheSalute.org. Check that out.
Yeah, he's terrific, and he donates so much of his time.
He really does.
Yeah.